Hey you guys, what's up? This be your girl Lena. Welcome you guys to Lena Talks. How are you today? I'm hoping everybody had a great weekend. I actually had a good weekend. It was, you know, there. It was good. It was really good. But I'm hoping everybody is, you know, getting ready and prepared for this wonderful holiday that's coming up. Christmas! Yes, I know. I keep talking about Christmas in all my episodes because I love it so much. But anyways, guys, like I said, welcome again. And you guys, we are going to talk about fitness and staying healthy. First of all, I already know staying healthy and staying fit is not easy. Trust me, I know. It is definitely a big, big, humongous commitment. And I get it. I know. I get it. Trust and believe, I get it. But we have to do it. That's very important to, you know, our bodies. We have to, that's also a part of self-care. We have to make sure that our bodies are healthy, okay? And I feel like if you're not healthy, all it's gonna do is just drain your body. Like, it's gonna make you sick. Trust and believe. So we have to make sure that we are taking care of our bodies and also working out, guys. I know I'm just now getting back and doing the fitness thing because, you know, I'm dealing with some issues right now. So I feel like that's the only thing that's going to help me to, you know, better myself. Because like I said, we have to stay healthy. We have to take care of our bodies. Because like I told you guys before, our bodies are our temple. So we have to make sure that our temples are well taken care of. And making sure that we are eating healthy, eating right. Making sure we drink water daily. We definitely need to stay hydrated and keep our bodies nice and, you know, pure with some good, clean H2O and some electrolytes as well. So, yes, we definitely need to do that. Guys, let's talk about these gyms, these gym memberships, okay? I know people have to make a living in this world. I understand. I get it. I do. I get it. But damn, like these memberships, like I feel like I wish I can do this. I would make a gym like totally free for everyone. And I feel like that would actually help people to actually, you know, work out. And, you know, stay fit and get fit because, you know, they don't have to worry about paying a damn membership every month. Because I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people, well, I did it too. Like, half of these places, these gyms, like, I stopped going because of the memberships. They be throwing, like, them hitting fees and them hitting interest. And you be like, hold on, I'm straight, I'm good. And the first thing they'll say, oh, I'll go home and work out. But sometimes when you go home, you don't be thinking about working out unless you, like, deeply committed. I mean, deeply committed. But I'm trying to tell you, I feel like half of the reason why a lot of people are not working out or don't want to work out because of how high expensive these memberships are at these gyms, y'all. Like, it is crazy. Like, seriously crazy. So, yes. For you guys don't know, I actually have my own workout program. It's called Peach Queens that will be coming out next year. Keep my fingers crossed and I'm gonna keep praying, Lord. Keep praying to you, Lord, because I really want to get this going because I enjoy, you know, doing it. Like, I did have Peach Queens going, like, the beginning of this summer of this year, and I had it going last year. But I had to stop because, you know, things happen. You know, life, should I say life, happened. So, you know, we just need to basically, you know, get ourselves together and try to, you know, maintain and try to, we gotta keep going, guys. We can't give up. we definitely can't give up. And I feel like a lot of people give up because they feel like they're not getting enough support or whatever the case may be, and they just want to give up. But we can't give up on our business, especially, you know, something that you worked really hard on, something that you like really worked hard. And I really did, guys. I really worked hard on Peach Queens. Like, that was like my everything. Like, Peach Queen was my life. Like, that was actually my first actual business that I had. Yeah, I had an LLC and everything for it, but you know, like I said, things get in the way, you know, get distracted, or like I said, life just comes along and, you know, try to take over. But we just still need to keep going and never give up. Yeah, so, but yes, y'all, these memberships are killing ourselves. You guys, I'm trying to tone my booty. I am trying to tone my little booty. Like, I have a booty, but I don't have a booty. And a lot of people I know say that I have a nice size booty to be little. And I am 5'2". I am petite. So I am a little small little woman. But a lot of people say that to me. They're like, oh my gosh, Shalina, you have a nice butt to be little. Like, they're like, yeah, your butt is actually big to be so little. I don't see it. I know. And I don't want to be stereotyped like these other females out here, you know, with big butts. That's not the reason. I don't want a big butt for the attention. No, I don't. I want a big butt because I feel like it's going to fill me out more. Because, you know, I've been skinny all my life. Only time I kind of put on some weight is when I was pregnant with my two girls. That was the only time. And shoot, I barely put on weight then, but I was a little thicker than I am now. But, you know, it's so hard for us women to do things nowadays, because a lot of people think when you want to do stuff, they always want to criticize, and you just want to do that to get attention. You just want to do that. And half the times, it don't even be like that. You just want to do it because you want to. I mean, which I don't agree is, you know, I mean, to each his own. I know a lot of females do it. I mean, if you're one of my listeners and you have done it, that's on you. But people are getting these BBLs and getting bigger boobs and stuff. I really feel like that's just, I don't know. I just always think of people getting those done like it's gonna, you're gonna poke yourself and it's gonna inflate or something. I don't know why, but I always think that, like, if you get a fake butt and you sit on some point in your butt, just gonna inflate like a balloon. So I just be like, I don't want to be walking around worried about that, thinking like that. Like, if I sit down too hard, it's going to bust or something. So I just be thinking like that, like, oh my God. And I've seen a lot of females, oh my God, especially on social media, with fake butts, and it look fake. It just look weird. Like, first of all, if you're going to get a booty, you need it to match your thighs. Like, I've seen a lot of females that get fake butts, and it don't even match their thighs. And that's how you could tell when your butt's fake, when your butt don't match your thighs, okay? It was a reason why guys structured our booty to connect with our thighs. So it's all together. It connects, okay? It connects. I saw this one girl, man, her butt was so big and her legs and her thighs were so skinny and small, and it just did not look right. It was just so weird to me, and I'm like, oh my God. And she just thought she was the shit, y'all. But it's like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, ladies, we have to embrace our beauty. We have to embrace ourselves. That's why I'm trying to do this stuff naturally. Naturally. Meaning as I'm going to work hard for it. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat what I need to eat that obtains healthy food. Because I'm a dry, because I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I love junk food. I love chips, I love cookies, I love cakes, I love all of that. I just love it. But at the same time, it's not good for us. happens or not, it's not good for us. But we don't be caring. We do not care at all. We still do it. And we need to start really taking care of ourselves, ladies. That goes for everybody. Men, too. We all have to take care of ourselves. Because, like I said, our body is definitely our temple. And we got to make sure that we take care of our bodies. Because, you know, ain't nobody else going to take care for us but us. So, we got to make sure that we are eating healthy. We got to make sure that we keeping our bodies, you know, active and exercising, you know. And continue going to those expensive ass gyms. We gotta do what we gotta do. But on that note, yes. So sorry, guys, it's kind of short today, but just know that I'm always here. Like, I love talking to you guys. Once again, I really appreciate you guys coming out listening to my podcast show, and thank you for taking the time and talk with me about fitness and staying healthy. And I'm hoping you guys are taking my advice by eating right and staying healthy and making sure you guys get checkups and all of that stuff as well, because that's also a part of staying healthy as well, making sure you guys keep up with your checkups and physicals and everything too. So I'm hoping you guys are doing that, and I will be talking to you guys soon. You guys have a wonderful day.